You're listening to Full Time with Matt Jones. Now, Tranmere have had some pretty well-established managers in the past, but few have had quite the credentials when they arrived at Prenton Park, as the man I'm about to speak to now. Brian Little won the League Cup, of course, as a player and a manager with Aston Villa. He came to Tranmere and was so unlucky not to get them up in the playoffs in 2004-05, and he's returning to Prenton Park tonight. He'll be at the Tranmere Overstore from 5:30, signing his new book, A Little Is Enough. Brian, good afternoon.
Hello there, Matt. You all right?
Very well, thanks. Great to have you on. And
thank you.
What a career you had, both as a player, which was sadly cut short through injury, but then as a manager as well.
Yeah, and it, you know, combined total of sort of nearly 50 years in the game, really. So I thought it was about time. Loads of people have been saying to me, you must have a few stories to tell. So when I started talking to them, they realised I had. So we sort of sat down with a pen and a pad and off we went. But yeah, some brilliant times. I mean, obviously, like anything, you've a couple of little setbacks. I mean, finishing early was a setback. A couple of clubs I worked at didn't go so well. But generally speaking, wherever I went, I had an impact, I think. And I think that was the case at Tranmere. I had two and a bit great years there. Loved it. You know, I'm back tonight, which is nice. So looking forward to it.
When you have had such a long career in the game, is it fun going back over those years and remembering those stories and recalling them to put down pen to paper?
Yeah, because there's a way that you recall them yourself, and I can remember writing a couple of things, and then the lad who was writing with me, Simon, had said to me, "I've just seen that on the internet, and that didn't happen that way." So it's how you it's things that stick in your mind, and you think, "No, it finished like that." And it actually didn't finish like that. And then it so you had to read up on things to remind yourself of certain situations, you know. So, and as I said, you know, I mean, I did 900 games as a manager, 902 games as a manager at six different leagues. So, you know, Premier League, Championship, Div 1, Div 2, Conference as it was in my day, and Conference North. So, you know, a lot of games, a lot of different clubs with lots of different footballers. I mean, I must have transferred or signed all in all, in and out, about 700 odd players. So it's a massive, I mean, I could have wrote an encyclopedia of the whole thing, to be honest, but we've trimmed it down. We've found some really good bits, and there's some bits which I have to open up to as being, you know, I got wrong, and others that I'm glad to say I got right. So you know, it's a very open, honest one. You know, no massive big stories, but just the truth about a young 15-year-old lad who went off to try and be a footballer, and here he is at 65, you know, still in the business sort of thing, which is great.
Yeah, went off to be a footballer and became an England international at that.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, you know, when I was a 15-year-old, I didn't even play for my county team. And then at 17, I'm all of a sudden in Aston Villa's first team. So it's hard to say what exactly happened. I think, like a lot of people, you know, a switch of position, a coach who sort of realised there was something in there that perhaps other people hadn't seen. I started life as a winger or a midfield player, ended up my career mostly playing off a big striker, and that was the key, really. Someone had just, you know, a fellow called Frank Upton, who was my youth coach after about 7 months, said to me, "Brian, I'm going to play you up front." And I said, "Well, no, I'm too small. I'll get battered up there." He said, "Yeah, but you're quick and you're lively. And I watch you finishing and training. You're better than most people." So that little switch, that one personnel change, virtually changed my life very much, very quickly as well. So there's, you know, recollections of that, of things. And I did similar things, you know, later on in life, you know, with the likes of, say, Dwight York, who was, you know, second fiddle to Dean Saunders and Dalian Atkinson. But when I saw him, I just thought, I've got to give this kid a chance. So, you know, there's lots of things that I can see in what happened to myself, which I tried to replicate as a manager as well. And as I've said, there's a lot of things in the book which are nice stories and lots for different clubs and different people to read. So I hope people will enjoy it.
Just one last question on your playing career before we get on to Tranmere and winning trophies as a manager as well. How hard was it to go back over having to retire young because of injury?
Well, I think I take things quite well, to be honest. You know, I'm one of these people. I mean, I'd had a year of struggling to get back. And you know, I knew in my own self that I wasn't the same person. In those days, they couldn't do cruciate knee operations. And one specialist said he'd like to experiment on my knee. And I went, I remember thinking, no, I'm not, I'll probably end up with my knee backwards or something. You know, I mean, it just didn't sound right at all. He wanted to experiment with an operation that had never been tried before. So I think in the end it was an easy decision. What was hard about it was I went out of football for 3 months, worked in a printing company, and realised then that I needed to be in and around a football stadium. So, but I think I took it quite well, to be honest. I mean, it's just one of those things. I'm a bit like that, you know. I do take the rough fairly well, somehow seem to battle my way through things.
It's Radio City Talk, and I'm speaking to former Aston Villa and Tranmere manager Brian Little, who's got his new book, A Little Is Enough, out. And if you want to go and get a signed copy, you can do so at Prenton Park tonight at 5:30, where he's going to be at the club store. Your management career was such a success at Aston Villa. Obviously, you won the League Cup there, and for a very, very long time, you were, I remember the stat going around, must have been over a decade, the last English manager to win a major trophy. And then there was obviously the success you had at Hull, spells at Darlington and Leicester, and Tranmere eventually you came there in 2003. But you must be so proud of what you achieved at Aston Villa as a manager, having been a player there as well.
Yeah, I think that was the big test for me. You know, going back to a club where, as a football player, I don't ever remember being booed at all. You know, I was a flair player who tended to show off a little bit, and had long hair and was pretty much an idol of a lot of the fans, you know. And I mean, the thing about this book tour that I've been on, I've met two or three of my ex-girlfriends, which has been quite scary, to be honest. but it's, you know, as I said, I that reputation I had as a footballer as being carefree and you know, a bit of a flamboyant player, I had to sort of change that image, and had to look hard at myself in the mirror. And and yet, I think I was always a deep thinker about football, even though people probably wouldn't have imagined that. So when I started coaching as a youth coach, I found I got on with people really well. I tried to treat people the way I like to be treated myself, and that was a message that I took into my management days. You know, treat people the way you like to be treated yourself. You don't have to be hard and horrible and nasty. You can get the best out of people by being honest with them, and I think that's been something I carried along with me. But yeah, going back to Villa was a massive step for me. Thankfully, it worked. I mean, I finished fourth and fifth in the Premier League. I won the League Cup. I got to the semi-final of the FA Cup and the quarter-final of the UEFA Cup in 3 years, which was an incredible achievement as far as I can see. And, you know, that's been replicated at a couple of clubs in similar sort of vein. Darlington, two championships. Leicester, three playoff finals. Tranmere getting to the playoffs and the quarter-final of the FA Cup even was, you know, a great achievement in those days. So I'm happy with what I've done. And I was happy in the end to admit I had enough of it, though. But I'm still in football, and I'm happy to be still in football.
Let's just get on to your days at Tranmere then. That FA Cup run and the heartbreaking defeat to Millwall when Tranmere was so close to that semi-final, and it would have been Sunderland, so fans were already dreaming of reaching the final as well. But what a run, and of course you had Mickey Mellon as the heart of your midfield then.
Well, I would have said that. That's one of my big memories, because Mickey used to really... He was a real joker in the dressing room. He was great in the dressing room. He used to joke about us being in the quarter-final of the FA Cup, and he was, you know, top of the jokes, but top of everybody. He used to relax the players in that respect. You know, his humour was great, and yeah, we're a bit unlucky. I mean, Tim Cahill was probably the difference between the teams, and he went on to be a real top player, didn't he, really? But we did fantastically well. The playoff final, well, I mean, really, we lost the game in the away leg where, you know, 2-0 was a big mountain to climb, although we had so many chances in the home leg. But you know, the way their goalkeeper played throughout the game, you just felt when we got the penalties, he might be the star of the show sort of thing, you know, because he had played so well in the game. And that turned out to be the case. But, yeah, it was a heartbreaker, because I genuinely felt, you know, that year, well, I think we'd done well against Hartlepool in the league. We'd even done well against Sheffield Wednesday in the league that season. But the playoffs just was that, it just caught us. The away game, I think I got the tactics just slightly wrong, if I remember rightly. And we had a lot to do in the second leg. But we can't fault the effort and the commitment of the players. It was fantastic. But as I said, their goalkeeper on the night was genuinely destined to be the star of the night, and he certainly was.
What a team you had then as well. Jason McAteer, John Achterberg, Ian Goodison, Ian Hume, Ryan Taylor, goes on and on.
Yeah, they were good lads, and we matched up, you know, and when I went and started playing with three centre-backs, I think I've done that most everywhere I've gone, and people have always gone straight away, oh, they're going to be really defensive here, but I think if you've got the right players, it's a great system. Young Ryan playing at right-back was outstanding. You know, the freedom you give an extra midfield player is great then, and just that safety net at the back of the field, for us was always massively important. So it was about matching players and giving them the confidence to play a certain type of way in a system that for us and for me, for many years, I mean, every club I've been at, I've won an award of some sort. A couple, even the one I've failed at, say, Wrexham, for example, you know, there's a couple of manager awards in there despite it not going well for me. Yeah, I mean, it's a system that I worked on tirelessly and yet it was an open system, a lot more open and attack-wise than people imagined it to be.
Just finally then, Brian, is that one of the few regrets then of your so successful career, not getting Tranmere up that year?
I think it was a big disappointment because I genuinely thought, when I look at that second leg, and I can remember it quite vividly in my imagination, we were by miles the better team, miles and miles and miles the better team in that game. And we should have won that night. We, in fairness, as I've said, their goalkeeper was historical. I mean, he was unbelievable on the night. But I think if I'd took him to the final, that would have been a great achievement. And it's still a regret of mine, without a doubt, yeah.
It certainly was a fantastic team and a fantastic season, though, as you mentioned, some great, great wins throughout it, including going to Hillsborough and winning at Sheffield Wednesday.
Yeah.
So Tranmere fans certainly still hold you in high regard, and that game will go down in history, of course, but you've put all the memories into this book now. A little is enough, and Rovers fans can meet you at Prenton Park tonight from 5:30. Brian, thank you for your time, and enjoy your return to Tranmere.
Thanks, Matt. Thank you very much indeed. Thanks, Matt.
That's a former Tranmere manager, former Aston Villa manager and former England international as well, Brian Little. And that book really will be a terrific read.